All you need is love. Do you remember that song?
Yeah.
The Beatles wrote it in 1967 at the height of their hippie phase, which is arguably most of their time together. And it's a beautiful song, but it's a little impractical. There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Love is all you need. Is that true? We need more than love to get things done, right? I mean, honestly, when I hear that song, this is what I'm usually thinking. Love is great, but what about money, work, accomplishments, food? If love is a commodity, something to obtain or hoard or spend, well, it's not all I need. I need more than love. But what if love is something else? The Gospel of John, early on, tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him might not perish but have eternal life. Those are words that make it sound like love is something else, something active, something that gets things done. And what about these words, which we heard in our gospel passage tonight? I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. That makes it sound like, as Christians, love is all we need to know and all we need to do. Jesus gives this new commandment to his disciples the night before his death. And in doing so, he reorders their identity. You will be known by how you love. Tonight we hear the Gospel of John tell us about Jesus washing his disciples' feet. And for this gospel, for John's gospel, this is the primary symbolic act of love that Jesus leaves for his friends. One small, scandalous action that predicts the bigger love that is to follow on the cross. The Gospel of John does not have Eucharist in it. Did you notice? We have to get that from our Corinthians reading tonight. In this Gospel, we don't get the story of Jesus breaking bread and sharing wine with his beloved friends on the last night of his life. Instead, we see Jesus washing their feet, shocking them by his willingness to inhabit the role of the servant in order to teach them something about love. For John's gospel, this is the sacrament, an act of service, an act of love. And I want you to notice this act of love and care, it takes place within a context of betrayal and denial. We are told at the beginning of this reading that Judas is already intending to betray Jesus, and Jesus knows this. What we don't hear is that immediately after this, Jesus reveals to Peter that Peter will deny him three times. This means that as Jesus is washing the feet of his friends, caring for parts of their physical bodies that were dirty, using his hands to show love and service to his community. As he is doing this, Jesus is aware that one will betray him and another will deny him before the night is out. He may also know that many of the rest will run from him, will be absent when he dies. He washes their feet too. The world will know you are my disciples by how you love one another, Jesus says to the men who will leave him, betray him, and deny him. He could have said something else. He could have said, the world will know you by your loyalty, or your politics, or by your strong family values. The world will know you by your racial identity, or your pure morality, or by how many people come to church on Monday, Thursday. But he did not. He did not say that. He washes their feet, and he tells them to love each other. This love, it is not a feeling. It is not a commodity that you can obtain or hoard. And it's not about primarily loving and doing things for the people in our lives who we know will love us back, or who we think can take our love and do something productive with it. This is a love that cares about the physical needs of other people. Full stop. This is a love that seeks to care for everyone in our human family, even the ones who betray us and deny us and desert us. This love is hard work. And this love that God does for us, this is the love that brought our Lord to a cross. It is a love that requires sacrifice and the ability to say no to violence and coercive power. There is another song about love that I like a lot better. I blasphemy, I know, but I like a lot better than the one by the Beatles. It's a contemporary song. It's by a group of young black folk from Nashville, who call themselves the New Respects. The song is called What Makes the World, and here are some of its lyrics. What makes the world keep spinning? What makes life worth living now? Love. Love makes the world go round. Love makes the lost get found. Love makes the world go round. Friends, love isn't a resource that can be used up or spent. And it isn't all we need. Love is all we are. It is the engine that runs the world, the only action worth taking, and the only identity worth living. Love is what we were made to do and to be and to become. This is what Jesus wants his disciples to know tonight, as he prepares himself to be betrayed and deserted and denied by his friends. This is what Jesus wants the people he loves to know as they lose everything they thought they wanted, as they lose him. And this is what Jesus wants us to know now, tonight, on this Maundy Thursday, when we turn our hearts toward the story of how he washed the feet of people he loved and people who loved and failed him, the people who would build his church, people like us, you and me. There is so much I love about Holy Week, but it is possible I love this moment the most. We're going to wash feet here. And every time I tell someone who is not familiar with this tradition about what we do, their reaction is not unlike Peter's. You will not wash my feet. So I always am careful to say, you don't have to get your feet washed. It's okay to be shocked and scandalized and wonder why any one of us would do this thing. But friends, whether you come forward to be washed or watch from where you are, this love is for you. This invitation to become love is for you. Jesus knows that you and I will betray him and desert him and deny him. And Jesus also knows that you and I were made for love. And we do have what it takes to be part of this force, this engine that makes the world go round. This love is for you. So come and become who you are. In the shadow of the cross tonight, each of us is invited to be known by how we love.
Amen.